Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're following, of course, the revelations about the October 7th Hamas attack. It makes very, very difficult reading, difficult to hear some of the failures, because really it was just quite astounding. Ben Dror Yemini, he's a Yediot Achronot journalist. He joins us this morning. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So it's very difficult to hear about the extent of the failure. That said, we don't need to hear it to see it. We understand just by looking at what went on, the result shows us how bad it is. How is the Israeli government dealing with it?
For the moment, the Israeli government is not dealing with it. Right now, it's only in the level of the army, of the defense powers. So it did not begin yet with the political level, meaning that yes, there is a protest and people are talking about it, and that, you know, Israel is a democracy and we have opposition, but the government itself is not dealing with the mistakes of the policy, with the conception. It did not even begin, unfortunately.
So in other words, when we hear about the army talking about it and we see these resignations, that is not in effect government. That is a different focus. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess that the excuse of the political leaders, what they're saying is, look, we are responsible for everything, yes, of course, but actually, if we have to pay the price, it's the decision of the people. It's not the decision of politicians. So that's why they find a kind of excuse. I will not say that I accept it, but that's what they are saying, because we are the elected level. And in the elected level, it's only the voters who can change the government. So right now, they are saying it's good enough, and we are not going to initiate any inquiry against ourselves. And if at all, it will be a kind of a political kind of inquiry and not a judicial kind of inquiry.
Has there ever been a judicial inquiry in Israel?
Yes, many times. And the point is that in a judicial kind of inquiry, it's the president of the Supreme Court who is actually nominate the head of the committee, which is always a judge. And that's exactly what they don't want. They don't want this inquiry to be objective. They don't want this kind of inquiry that will maybe publish conclusions against them, against their policy, against their behavior. So they are doing right now everything in order to escape any kind of a real objective inquiry.
So the fact that the inquiry is stopping there, does that impact on the validity of it, in the power of it? Because where do most of these decisions or failures sit? Do they really sit with government, or do they sit with intelligence?
Look, first of all, we all know, and they took responsibility, the high-rank officers, intelligence, and
yes,
not only intelligence,
yes,
they
yes.
said they are saying publicly, once and again, they said it from the first day.
Absolutely.
Yes, we are responsible, and we are taking responsibility, and we are going to have it all our lives, this kind of responsibility. Yes, we made mistakes. It is not something that you hear from the political level. It depends on your political views. People who support Netanyahu will say, yes, of course, he is right. Whatever he's saying is a kind of holy. And other people say, look, here is the army conducting its own inquiry. It's good enough, and we don't need anything else. Some other people say, look, we are speaking about conception. We are speaking about policy. That actually it was Benjamin Netanyahu who led these policies, this conception for so many years. So he cannot escape responsibility. Maybe he's trying to do it, but he cannot do it.
When I visited the area soon after October 7th, the one thing the one decision that was taken was something that I thought was very difficult and had a great impact on the result. And that was that nobody, or it seemed as though that all of the weapons in the various kibbutzim along the Gaza border were kept in an armory. People didn't have weapons themselves. So you had these highly trained, in many cases, soldiers or ex-soldiers, people who could have done a lot more to protect their kibbutz and their family, who literally were fighting with a knife from the kitchen. Whose decision, for example, would it have been to place all the weapons in an armory? Is that political? Is that army? What is that?
No, it's not political. I mean, the political level, they have enough responsibility.
Right.
This decision is about a kind of a local decision of the commander of the area. That's what he decided, and it was a big mistake. By the way, he was killed because he... immediately in the morning of the October 7th, he went to fight and he was killed by the Hamas. So,
right.
But yes, people know that they are responsible. It's not, and this is exactly the point. The point is that everyone in the army, every officer who was involved, is saying, yes, we are responsible. And it's quite frustrating for many people that the political level is not trying to say, yes, we have our share in the responsibility. They don't say it, not yet.
All right. It's do most people, before I let you go, is there generally a understanding or a thought that a judicial inquiry is necessary in order to deal with the failures?
Well, generally speaking, according to the polls that were published in the last 2 months, it's something like between 65 to even 180 the Israelis who support the judicial inquiry. Yes, this is quite a stable majority. But like in many other things, we have a coalition, we have a government, they are elected, and in democracy, it's not.
Yeah. And that is where we leave it. The line is not a brilliant one, but at least it was only at the end. Ben Dror Yamini, Yediot Achronot, a journalist, talking about the judicial inquiry and general inquiries into the Hamas attack of October the 7th.